Thank you very much, Ian. We'll move on to the third set of news items in part one today, and they're a bit of a mix as we hear of the butcher and the baker, and then the removal of the sculptures formerly on Hay Hill to Eaton Park. But let's start with what may be considered two unusual business partnerships. A 22-year-old Norwich butcher has been announced as a finalist for a major national award. Tasmin Howard has worked at Harvey's Butchers in Grove Road for almost 4 years, and she's made a big impression. She's listed in the Meat Businesswoman's Award Independent Retailing category, where she's praised for her good eye for detail and desire for customers to leave the shop happy. Speaking about her job, Miss Howard said, "I love that there's so much to learn, and butchery is a form of art that you can be so creative with." She also recognises the challenges of being in a male-dominated industry. She added, "Every woman that takes on the challenge of being a butcher is moulding a new norm, which I believe will take time, but the customers love to see it." The awards ceremony is on November the 29th in London, and you can vote for her at womeninmeatawards.com.
The National Bakery Awards has named the best place in Norfolk to pick up a sweet treat or a loaf of bread. Bread Source scooped the prize and is now in contention to be named the best bakery in the UK. The bakery has 6 shops in Norwich, 1 in Reefham and 1 in Elsham. On social media, the bakery said, "This is an incredible achievement. It's a testament to our outstanding team. Our bakers, delivery drivers, baristas and everyone in between. Thank you for your dedication, talents and smiles. You are brilliant." The bakery serves all things bread, from classic croissants to signature sourdoughs and everything in between. The bakery is no stranger to accolades, being named second best in the UK by British Baker and top 40 in the world by La Liste.
The marble brain and other homage to Sir Thomas Browne's sculptures have been moved to Eaton Park because of the revamp of Hay Hill. The sculptures were installed there in 2007 to mark the 400th anniversary of the 17th century thinker Browne's birth date. Browne lived in Norwich from 1636 until his death in 1682. He was buried in the chancel of St. Peter Mancroft, but his skull was removed when his lead coffin was accidentally reopened by workmen in 1840, and it was not reinterred in the church until 1922. The sculptures, symbolising the ideas of Sir Thomas Browne, who was a key figure of the early Enlightenment and a significant person in Norwich's history, will continue to bring his story to residents and visitors in their beautiful new permanent surroundings. An interpretation panel will be installed at a later date.
Two national brands are teaming up to offer a special delivery service in Norwich. Just Eat and Card Factory are collaborating on a delivery service for cards, gifts and celebration essentials. More than 200 Card Factory products will be listed on the Just Eat app as the chain rolls out the partnership at 19 stores across the UK. The Riverside store in Norwich is the only location in East Anglia taking part in the partnership. Another 21 stores will be added to the lineup later this year.
Virgin Wines has launched a unique wine label range, the Young Artists Collection, featuring designs from City art students. This range was created in collaboration with third-year BA Hons illustration students from Norwich University of the Arts, NUA. This project allowed those involved the chance to display their artistic skills as well as gaining experience in the wine industry. The task was to create a wine label with a name that held personal significance to the individual. The first bottle to be revealed is Dead Beat Feet, a homage to that feeling of being on your feet all day and the relief of getting home kicking off your work shoes and finally relaxing. This vivid label adorns the ICP Côtes de Gascogne Trinity Blanc 2023, which duly fits the relaxed theme of the artwork. Five were selected to become labels. The full collection will be released throughout the year. Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one, and we'll hand over to Lorna and Mike for part two. So with that, it's goodbye from Annette and myself. We hope you've enjoyed what we've introduced for you, and that you enjoy the rest of your listening.